Welcome again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on business news in the bluegrass. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me in the studio today is Chris Bollinger with the UK Gatton School's Center for Business and Economic Research. Chris, we brought you in a couple of months ago to talk about your annual Economic Outlook Conference. Well, today, I understand you have some new numbers that illustrate the importance of education when it comes to the job market.
Thanks, Alan. It's great to be back. I always enjoy talking with you. The numbers that we've put together, and I give a lot of credit to Mike Childress, who's worked very hard on this report, really show the importance of education, not just for the obvious, which is we all sort of know that educated people end up earning more. And that shows up here, and we talk about that in our report, that we have higher incomes. But we also end up having higher employment levels. So it's not just that you earn more, it's that you're more likely to have a job and that your unemployment rate is lower. But it goes way beyond simply the job market. It turns out that higher education is associated with better health. It's associated with more volunteerism. It's associated with increased technology use. And it's associated with lower public assistance use. And so the importance of education is really, really high. And it's a place actually that Kentucky could work on improving. And we're not just talking about K through 12 here. K through 12 is important. But we're talking about school beyond high school. We're talking about really almost anything beyond high school, whether it be trade school, whether it be two-year associate's degrees, technical degrees, or the more traditional four-year bachelor's degree. And then, of course, anything beyond that, master's degrees, professional degrees. These are all really important.
So the idea of walking right out after you've gotten your diploma and going into the job market, that's less and less of a possibility.
Yeah, I think, you know, Alan, it's really true that the way our economy has evolved, that to be an active member of our labor force, you really need something beyond high school. The importance of education, though, and I want to stress this, you know, it's incredible how much it turns out to be important beyond simply the labor market. And that's really kind of what our poster and our report show. The perhaps surprising thing is that it translates into better health for people, so that in the end, people not only have more money, but they're able to enjoy it better because they live longer, because they're healthier, because they spend less time at the doctor's office. Also, we find that that increased education allows them to use technology more, and that's important both in the classroom, but also outside of the classroom, so that you know how to operate modern computers and use those things in your personal life as well.
You know, Chris, we're hearing more and more that even if you have a college degree, that doesn't guarantee you any kind of great job, but your numbers say otherwise.
Well, a lot of our numbers suggest that it's way better than many of the pundits have led us to believe. I mean, I think you can always find examples of people with this great college degree who were working at Starbucks. But through the recession, for example, the unemployment rate in the United States was like 10% at the height of the recession, but it was under 5% for those people with college degrees. And now you may say, well, what kind of job did they have? But hey, if your choice is a job or no job, which one do you want to pick? And for those with the sort of the jobs where you may feel sort of underemployed, what we see over the long term is that those people move into career paths that are much more in line with what they want. It was a soft economy, but as that economy has recovered, we're going to see the importance of that college degree really begin to take hold. And I think that it's never a bad investment. Stay in school, kids.
And if people want this report, where do they go?
It's on our website, which is cber.gatton.uky.edu, and they can check out our entire website. We're the Center for Business and Economic Research, and if you just type that into Google, we pop right up.
I did that. I just did CBER, and there you were.
Yep.
Our guest today on the business side has been Chris Bollinger with UK Gatton School's Center for Business and Economic Research. Have a great week, Chris.
Thank you. You too.